The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 10th Chapter, text number 11 and 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 25th, 1973, in Mayapur, India.
The Supreme Lord, in association with pure devotees, and have become freed from bad materialistic association, can never avoid hearing the glories of the Lord, even though they have heard them only once. How then could the Pandavas tolerate his separation? For they had been intimately associated with his person, seeing him eye to eye, touching him, conversing with him, and sleeping, sitting, and dining with him.
Satang prasangad mama bija sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasana katha tajjusanat asu apavart vavartmani sadhya rati bhakti prasiddhati. Satang prasanga, satsanga, satsanga, sat means devotees. And asat means non-devotees. Even in moral instruction of Chanakya Pandit, he advises tajo dujjana saṃsargam bhaja sadhu samagamam. Chanakya Pandit, although he was a politician, great politician, still a learned Brahmin and knowing all moral instruction, he gives this advice. Tajo dujjana saṃsargam. This is the crucial point of advancement in human life. Tajo dujjana saṃsargam. Try to avoid, not try, must, you must avoid the association of the materialistic person. Materialistic person means those who are after money and woman, that's all. They are materialistic. Those persons simply hankering after money and woman, they are materialistic. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised to associate with these class of men, hankering after money and woman, it is better, death is better, preferred, than to associate. When he was requested to see King Pratabrudra, because he was king, he is supposed to be always in association with money and women. He refused to see him. No, I cannot see the king. When he refused to see, he quoted one verse. Bhavasagaras. Niskinchanasya bhavasagaras. Niskinchanasya jigimisho bhavasagaras. People do not know what is bhavasagar. They do not know even. But in Vedic literature, this is the first instruction. How to get out of this bhavasindhu, bhavasagar, material ocean. The whole universe is also an ocean, and all these planets, they are called Deepa. Just like this planet is called Jammu Deepa, Bharatvarsha. Actually it is like Deepa. Nowadays, those who are flying in the sky, they are going from one island to another island, one planet to another planet. So, when there is called Deepa, there must be relative term, the ocean or the sea. So whole this universe, these planets, they are called dipa. Therefore they are floating in the ocean of air. Just like you have got experience. You have got experience of this also. Ocean of water. And above water there is air. Ocean of air. Then there is sky. So bhavasagaras. The whole universe is bhavasagar. Sagar means ocean. Or sea. And bhava means repetition of birth and death. Bhava. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. In the Bhagavad Gita. Once we take birth, we remain here for some time, then we give up this body, we accept another body. Tatha dehantaram prapti. Dhirastattanamayati. We have to. So long we are in this material ocean, we have to accept these laws of nature, repetition of birth and death. So this is called bhavasagar. So we are eternal. Nitya sasatayam nahannati hannamani sarire. It requires little intelligence that I am eternal. Why I am in this business, accepting one body and again giving it up, and there is no guarantee what kind of body I am going to accept next. There is no guarantee. It will be according to your work. We can become an insect, or you can become the demigod. We can become tree. We can become animal. Anything according to our karma. Karmana daiva netrena. So, this rascal civilization, they do not understand what is bhavasagar, what is bhava. Nothing. They are so rascal. And they are passing on a civilizement. No knowledge. So, when one is intelligent, actually, then he considers that if I am eternal, why should I accept repetition of birth and death? That is intelligent. But they have given to birth and death, never mind. Even university students, they say, if next time if I become animal, what is wrong? Let's see how much degraded. In Hawaii University, one student said that even if I become an animal, what is wrong there? Just see how much degraded the human society has become. They are prepared to become animal, cats and dogs, trees, anything. So, when one comes out of this gross ignorance, how to get out of this bhavasagara, just like if you are thrown into the water of sea, you may be a very expert swimmer, but you don't like to remain there. You want to come out. Similarly, although we may be very expert in changing our body, but still, at the time of death, we don't like it. Nobody likes to die. But nobody thinks how to stop this death. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, nahannate hannamane sarire. By the destruction of this body, the soul is not dead, it is living. So this is called self-realization. One must be sober to think over that if I am eternal, if I do not die after the destruction of this body, and I do not like to die, how to stop it? This is intelligence. How to stop the repetition of birth and death? But the human civilization, the so-called human being has become so much degraded, they have no brain even to think over this matter, that how to stop this reputation, or if there is any means to stop this reputation of birth and death. They do not, they have no knowledge. Still, they are going on as human beings. They are like animals. Even big professor in Europe, they say, Swamiji, after death, everything is finished. Tatha dehantaram prapti dhirastatvanamayati. Even this plain word, the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, they do not understand. Not only they, here also, so many politicians, so many rascals, they take Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand. They are busy with politics, but the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, nahannate hannamane sarire, dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumara jo vunangera, tatha dehantaram prapti. No political leaders teach the people that there is birth after death. Have you heard any politician? But take the Bhagavad Gita and stand with photograph. Now he is a very great reader of Bhagavad Gita. But one who understands Bhagavad Gita, and he is a rascal. If he understands Bhagavad Gita, why he is in politics? And even if he is politics, these all these kings, Maharaj, Yudhishthir, Krishna, they are also in politics. But they know things that they are. That is the difference. Who can be greater politician than Krishna? He is giving this instruction. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumara jo vunang jala tatha dehantaram prati. So, the human life, if they do not know what is the process of living condition, how we are changing, how we are accepting birth and death, how to stop it, then what is the meaning of this human being? So, this knowledge can be attained by satsanga. Satsanga. Satsanga means, this is satsanga. Associating with devotees of the Lord. So, satsanga. Satsangat mukta dussanga. You cannot make association with two parties. If you want to associate with the devotees, then you have to give up the association of the non-devotees. That will be natural. Just like our, these students, although they are very young, they are not only young, but coming of very luxurious families in America, Europe. Here the boys, they cannot even imagine how much luxury they enjoy. Here they have no employment, our young men, mostly unemployed. And in Europe, America, especially in America, there is no question of unemployment. Anyone can go and earn immediately $10. $10 means 100 rupees. He's prepared. One of my students, Radhish, he was mourning, he was absent. So I asked him, why you are absent? No, I required some money. So I went to get some money. How you got money? No, I went to the shoe brushing shop. So I brushed some gentleman's shoes. I got some money, $5. So they know how to earn money. There's no scarcity of money. Even in a hotel, one goes, he washes the dishes, immediately gets $10. So money and omen. So they are enough, they enjoy. But now they have given up everything. Why? due to the satsanga. Due to the satsanga. Satsangat tatta dusanga. Nama. Nama association with money and overs. This is so powerful, satsanga. Satsanga is so powerful. Satsanga means satang prasangat mama bija sangvida. But actually, there is satsanga, not professional Bhagavad readers or Bhagavad readers. No, really, realized souls of Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, they are called sattvas, not for earning livelihood. They are not sattvas. Those who are reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad for some worldly material gain, they are not sat, they are asat. Those who are actually reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam for the satisfaction of Bhagavan, Bhagavat, they are sat. So, once associating with these sat people, he cannot make any more association with asuras. Here is a vivid example. Rishikesh, he left our company. He associated with some asat. Asat means non-devotees. Asat generally you understand rogues and thieves. But those who are devotees, they are less than rogues and thieves. Those who are not devotees, they are less than rogues and thieves. So he could not associate. It was struggle. At last he had to leave. So satsangat mukta dussanga. Once we are associated sincerely with devotees, he cannot mix with non-devotees. This is the test. This is the test. Salpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. If once only, sakrit, here it is said, kirtamanam yaso yasya sakrit akarna rochanam. If once satang prasanga, satsanga is so powerful, if one submissively hears from satsanga about the name and fame of the Supreme Lord, immediately it becomes palatable. Sakit akarna rochanam. The same thing is repeated in another place. Satang prasangat mama bij sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. If one hears from real devotee, immediately he becomes pregnant. Bija. Just like if one boy is bijama, as soon as he sex, the girl must be pregnant. Similarly, those who are bijama, really devotee, by hearing him, one becomes pregnant. Pregnant means he becomes interested in Krishna consciousness. This is called satang prasangatmama bija sangvida. Bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Rit, we like from the heart, we like from the ear, very nice to hear. Ritkanna rasayana. Rasayana means pleasing. As soon as one will hear from satam, then his ear and heart will be pleased. Oh, it is very nice. Ritkanna rasayana katha tajyosanat. And if he again cultivate, if he thinks over tajyosanat, asu, asu means immediate. Apavarga vartmane, on the path of liberation. sadhya bhakti ranukramishyati. This is the process. Therefore, satsanga is required. Now we have opened such a big hall, inviting people to come to take part in this satsanga, and nobody is interested. So, therefore, if anyone becomes interested, he is very intelligent. He is intelligent because he wants to stop this repetition of birth and death. This is the problem. This problem, the so-called scientist, philosopher, educationist, and politician, they have set aside this question. The real problem is to solve the question of birth and death. They do not touch it. They are making plan for economic development and other things. Economic development, suppose you become rich man for 20 years or 50 years at most at the present moment. Then you become a cat and dog in next life. Then what is your economic development? But they do not know that there is life after death. We have to prepare for the next life. Karmana daiva netrena. Then, according to my karma, by superior inspection, I will get next birth. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is plainly spoken. Janma karma me divvam je janati tattat. Krishna says, simply try to understand my janma. I take birth. Ajo pisan abhyatma. He is ajo. Everyone of us ajo. Najayate namriyate. We don't take birth, we don't die. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna must be ajo. So Krishna takes birth, there is Janmashtami. So if anyone tries to understand why the ajo, the unborn, takes birth, janma karma, and God, Krishna, who has nothing to do, that is the Vedic information. Natasya karyam karananca vidyate. Why he has to do? Actually, he hasn't got to do anything. He has to enjoy on it. Just like we see the deity, Krishna, he's not working in the factory as a factory manager. He's enjoying the company of Radharani. We have to work. If we enjoy with our so-called Radharani, then we'll starve to death. We have to work. But God is not like that. Natasya karyam karananca vidyate. Natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. These are the information from Vedas, Upanishad. That he has nothing to do. Yes, that is real God. If God has to work, God has to do something, then what kind of God he is? Here, the so-called imitation God, even a rich man, he does not do anything. And why God will work? Therefore, God comes, he is ajo, unborn, he comes, janma, karma, he works also. Just like Krishna, he was ordinary cowherd's boy. He was as ordinary politician. He worked as ordinary philosopher, left the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and so many other instructions, sublime instruction. So, one has to understand, you know, why the unborn takes birth. One who hasn't got to do anything, why he comes as a human being and works? Janma karma me divvam. These are all transcendental subject matter. These are not ordinary things. Krishna's coming, Krishna's working, Krishna's fighting, Krishna's loving. They're all transcendental subject matter. Aprakita. So, janma karma me dibbam jo janati tatat. If anyone simply understands this subject matter, why Krishna takes birth, why Krishna works as ordinary man, these are our transcendental subject matter, then he becomes free. Takta deham punarjanma naiti. Simply by understanding Krishna about his work, about his birth, simply we can understand. The Bhagavad Gita is there. You can read and try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. The result will be takta deham punarjanma naiti. Then after giving up this body, he never takes birth in this material world. Punarjanma. Punarjanma means within this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no janma, there is no death. Punarjanma naiti. Then where he is finished? No, mameti. He comes to me, back to home, back to garden. This is perfection. So anyone who is interested in this highest perfection of life, punarjanma naiti mameti, not to take birth again in this material world, but to go back home, back to Godhead. Such person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks for such person, niskinchanasya jigimiso bhavasagaras. Parang parang jigimiso bhavasagaras. Parang param jigimiso. Just like we are on this side of the sea, we want to go the other side of the sea. Similarly, this bhava-samudra, we are on this part of the sea, material world. If we want to go to the other side, the spiritual world, so we have to become niskinchan. Niskinchan means no more possessing anything material. That is called niskinchan. If we hanker after possessing material, therefore sannyas. Sannyas means simply possess Krishna, no other possession. That is Nishkin. You have to possess something. Suppose you have got something, one copper coin or silver coin. So if you dispossess, if you throw it away, then what is the gain? Whatever you had, you gone. But if you throw the copper coin or the silver coin and if you accept a gold coin, then you are profit. Then it is profit. So, niskinchan, to simply become niskinchan, renounced of everything, just like Mahabadi, Sannyasi, they do. Brahma, Satya, Jagan, Mithya. Yes. But Brahma Satta, they do not understand what is the actual Satta Vastu. That Satta Vastu is Bhagavan. They do not search after Bhagavan. Simply, the light effulgence of Bhagavan, Brahma Jyoti, they are satisfied. So there are so many versions about satsanga and asatsanga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, niskinchanasya parang parang jigimiso bhavasagarasya sandarsanam athujositam. Sandarsanam athujusitang, visainam athujusitang. So, niskinchan means, do not hanker after any more money and woman. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see persons who are after money and woman. Because by their association, we may be infected. we may be again hankering after. Suppose I have taken sannyas, and if I see one grihastha having a very faithful and beautiful wife, if I think, oh, I left my wife, if I would have possessed, I would have been happy. He is immediately fallen, because within the mind he is associating with Joseph. Suppose we go to see some rich man, I see that he has got money, nice motor car, nice building. If I think, oh, I have taken sannyas, if I would have possessed all these things, I would have been. Then immediately fall down. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly prohibits that if you have become niskinchan, renounce order, with the idea of going forward, bhavasagaras, on the other side of the bhavasagaras, then aspiring after money and woman is lower than dying, committing suicide. Ha-hanta-ha-hanta. Viṣa-bhakṣanāta-vyasāt. If you take poison, that is criminal. Similarly, he says, a man in renounced order of life, if he is thinking of woman and money, then he is committing suicide more than ordinary suicide. Viṣa-bhakṣanāta-vyasāt. Viṣa-bhakṣan, if you drink poison, then you are criminal. If you survive, by law you will be punished. Perhaps you know it. Anyone attempting to commit suicide, if he survives, by law he will be punished. Why you attempted suicide? This is criminal. Similarly, to aspire after woman and money, by the renounced order paper, is lower than committing suicide. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verse. This is the parva. Thank you very much.